Because, but I think you're right. Is I think you're going to see a lot more houses that you can sell to people that will be good investments for them.
Real good.
That we haven't had in the past.
Look, Jeremy's got the mic now. He's excited. Well, he may want to buy one.
I just thought of this. I never thought about this before. You being a lifetime Longhorns fan, does it hurt you just a little bit to think to yourself that you get lifetime, life-changing advice from an Aggie?
That is kind of bothering me. Yeah, he just had to throw that in, didn't he? Is this like pick on the fat boy day or something? You know, give Scott a hard.
That was just a Longhorn. That was a.
He's smart. What can I say? Oh, dang it!
Yes, that is true.
It is, but a good point. But I'm telling you, some investments right now. And you can help with that, right?
You betcha.
So you can do that.
You betcha. And if you're not really big into real estate, do deal with people that do understand real estate so that you end up with the best type of financing for you for that house at this time. So, because things can change so much. Like, we can do some 30-year fixed rates if you're not used to real estate like that. But if you're going to keep it a short period, you might want to stay in a bank loan. So there's all sorts of things that are available.
Well, and one thing that's good, and you heard us say it over and over, this isn't a one-shop-fits-all type deal.
Right.
You know, like Barry's already set up, there's several different loans that may fit you on when buying your own house, buying a rent house.
Right.
But it's something you can live with. You know, nobody wants anybody to get in trouble, say, buy so much and they can't afford it.
Right. It's all about the individual. Every bit of it's about the individual. So when you deal with them, you're talking to them about just them. And when I'm talking to them, I'm talking to them just about them.
When I talk to them about investment property, though, I'm not going to recommend at all we do a 30-year. If it doesn't work in less than – 15 is for sure the top number. If it doesn't work in those numbers, you probably aren't doing the right thing.
Right.
Unless you want it for your kids or, you know, or unless right. you – like, Val, you want to buy next door where they don't tear it down and have a commercial next to you.
Right.
So personal reasons.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that's very smart.
So
and let's talk about VA right fast.
Well, we don't even talk fast because we got a good time. And VA is one of my favorite. I love the veterans. I love working with them. And I love doing loans with them.
Yes, we do. And veterans are our favorite types of loans. And don't let anybody tell you that VA is a hard loan to get. Okay? You deserve it.
You got to be a veteran.
Yeah. And if you haven't already gone in, it's probably too late before you can get a house. Is that VA is the best loan you can get. If you've got 10% or more disability, no funding fee. If you've got a house in a different town, a different state, and you're buying a house over 144, you might can have both of them at the same time. So there's a lot of things that vets may not know or things that have changed since they bought their first house. So I'm all about VA. I think that's the best loan that we can do. I don't do Texas Vet anymore. Not that I don't believe in it. It's the fact that it's just too hard to sell. So we just quit doing them. But VA itself, I'm all about it.
Well, and folks, I want to tell you this. This has been a while back, but I had a veteran, a big old hombre, too. And then I said, sir, are you at least 10% disabled? And he looked at me like, he's going to call over to that desk. I said, I can save you several thousand dollars if you are. He goes, yeah, I am.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I'm asking.
Exactly.
Thousands of dollars.
A lot of people are 10%. I mean, that didn't take much to get 10% disability.
Well, and that's a lot of money you're saving, too.
Exactly. And if you're 100% VA disabled, there are a lot of 100% VA disabled people. No property taxes.
I didn't even know that.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah. I had it happen last year, and then this year I've had numerous ones of them. But if you're 100% disabled, I've actually have a couple I'm working with right now, and that's how they could buy the house they're buying. They could not have afforded it if he had to pay taxes. And if you're 100% VA disabled, you deserve no taxes.
You sure do.
You do. You deserve.
You earned the right.
That's exactly
I agree
100%. Right. And so I'm all about that.
I agree with you 100%.
That. Yeah.
That's 100%. But, you know, for the first time in these last few years, with the rates being as low as they are, it was always weird to me because you had your, I'd say, here's your principal and interest payment, and your taxes and insurance will be between $200 and $300, blah, blah. Now you can actually see your taxes and insurance maybe even higher than your principal and interest payment.
You don't know.
And
it is so different than what we used to say because you'd be like, well, 1%, you could do this, da, da, da. You cannot tell anything anymore. I look up when people want estimates, I'm like, what's a property address? I don't mind doing you 10 of them. Give me the property addresses. I want to be close on those taxes. So,
okay, but let's, we talked about this before. Remember this, folks. It doesn't matter if you see one and you go, well, the taxes are so low on this property. When you buy it, let's say you pay $100,000 for it, it may not be right away, maybe a few months, maybe in the following year, but they're going to go 2.53%.
It may take them a couple of years if you paid a lot of money down.
But they're going to get it.
Yeah.
They're going to get the true market value, and they're going to raise your tax. So if you have an escrow account and it was based on a wrong deal, and I know, Val, you're good about watching that. Yeah. It's not everybody is.
Yeah, but what happens is a lot of times when we sell the loan, they'll go ahead and change your payments down because those are not realistic numbers to them.
And then they pop them at the end. And exactly. People say, Ben, yeah. Scott, they just raised my payment $300.
Yeah. And just the opposite, too. I had a house on Jefferson that no one was buying. I remember the deal about last year, but nobody was buying because the taxes, it was like for sale for $140,000, taxes were $6,000. So everybody tried to qualify it. They're like, oh, no. Oh, no. But if they'd have thought about who, I don't remember who bought
it. I sold it, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember who bought it. But what they ended up doing is started looking at the fact of, I'm getting a heck of a deal. That house is appraised.
Yeah, it was over 200.
Exactly. So then what you did is you gave them the appraisal, had them go down and get their taxes lowered after closing. But they were getting a heck of a deal, but people couldn't see past those high taxes. So taxes you have to look at. You have to look at the fact they can go up, they can go down. They may be high, they may be low.
They're going to self-adjust to the right level.
At a given time, yes.
Because if the tax office doesn't stay within 95% in a given area, mm-hmm. they can lose funding, which means most of it's the school funding. Which
I
you're
didn't
talking,
know that.
Oh, yeah. 95%. We just had a little seminar on it. 95%, they have to be in that realm. So if they let it get way out of whack, they come in and go, boom, you lose your funding. Those are a lot of kids that we can't pay for their school anymore.
Yeah. I did not know that. I learned something
I'm
today.
I'm teaching you on a regular basis. I know. I'm used to it.
Try to smarten up a little bit over
here. Yeah, try to smarten her up a little bit.
But because I knew the tax office kept up with things well.
Well,
because you can, like,
now.
Build on and they're going to get you the next year. Well, that makes sense then.
Well, they all, well.
That makes sense.
Years ago, at Lake Nazareth, they kind of let it get way out of realm.
Right.
And they almost lost a lot of funding. And I think it got a lot of people in trouble. And they got new people now. And it's a different deal.
So they've corrected where it should be now.
And by the same token, I had several properties. And one, I said, man, I'll sell any of these properties for less than what you have them on here. And here's why. And I showed them. And they lowered everyone to what I think is a fair value. You know, what that is. Now, I also had to let it come in and bring her appraisal. Her house, they had her house taxed at $147,000. Her appraisal was
$182,000.
Was that kind of? I said, ma'am, you know what's going to happen? That just isn't how that works. She goes, well, I don't want to pay that much. I go, that's not how it works either.
It's like, please take your time.
We got 30 seconds. Best thing you can say.
So come see me at Mortgage Financial Services in the Crockett National Bank. Third floor, call me 659-4949. You'll get my sweet mother, and we'd love to help you.
Folks, y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you next week.